So I'm trying to watch my weight, Samantha, and all I wanted today for lunch was a banana, right? I go to the cafeteria to get a banana because it's somewhat healthy, right? They're sold out. What is a girl supposed to do when the cafeteria doesn't have the lunch that you're looking for?
You grab an apple.
No, you don't. You grab some dill pickle chips and you say, fuck it. That's what you end up doing. But it's not my fault. My intentions were good. No. It's not my fault that it's dill pickle chips.
Nope. You have to take accountability for this. I think in your heart of hearts, Lisa, you were not looking for that banana. You really were looking for that dill pickle chip. And
no.
The universe conspired to make it happen.
No, I feel that lack of proper food is sabotaging my diet.
Lack of proper food
is sabotaging my diet.
Okay,
I'm just a girl looking for a banana.
Okay, that sounded bad. Girl, just a girl looking for a banana. Okay.
To enjoy.
Let's remind ourselves. You were in a cafeteria?
Yes.
And there wasn't any other food that was better than a dill pickle chip?
Not really. That caught my eye. Dill pickle chip stepped up.
Really? There wasn't How about a fruit cup? There wasn't like an egg salad sandwich.
Nope.
There wasn't like a nice salad.
It was not. There was not. It was the dill pickle chips that called my name.
Yeah. Okay. Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Samantha.
Lisa.
Samantha. Why can't we ever go high?
We're not Kelly Clarkson high. Like we're not going there.
We're like baritones. We're like baritones or something. We're like man voices.
I was trying to sing Kelly Clarkson in the car. Since you've been gone. I'm like, nope, girl can't go that high. I'm not there. I can't do it.
Right? That's the thing, Samantha. The average car singer just can't go there.
No.
Right? We just sing at one level, right? And it's like, since you've been gone. Yeah. All of a sudden, then you're like, I can't breathe. I'm losing my breath.
And then we kind of mumble and then get what I want.
No, right? And now it just sounds like you're a chicken squawking, right? Doesn't sound good, Samantha. Doesn't sound good. How's your week been?
It's been eventful.
It's been busy. It's been busy, right?
It's been busy.
It's been busy. Do the Bare Naked Ladies song. It's been 1 week since you looked at me.
We're not good Canadians. We don't know all the words
to
that song.
No, but if you would like me to sing a couple of songs from Anne Murray, Canada's Wonder, I certainly can to prove how good of a Canadian I am.
Canada's Angelic Songbird.
Oh my goodness, Snowbird, actually. That's what she is. She's our Snowbird, right? Spread your tiny wings and fly away.
Okay, don't.
Okay, I won't.
It's almost as bad as Kalamalikiyaka, whatever the fuck that is.
It's actually Malakalikimaka. And for all those who don't know, that's the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the meaning when they sing to you from the land where palm trees sway.
Oh, okay, this is what I get for bringing it up.
Right? You bring up Malakalikimaka, there's going to be a couple lines that
follow
that. I know.
You're a weirdo. You like that song.
I love that song. It's so, so cool. But guess what? I'm diving in hard. I got an issue.
All right.
I got to get it off my chest. I didn't want to because I feel loyal to them. But then I thought, it's not just them. It's others too. Everybody does it. Every restaurant does it. And I remember it from the 70s and it's never changed. But I'm going to call them out. Dear Starbucks, why do you serve up delicious warm treats with rock hard butter?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Why do we do that? Why? Other restaurants do that too, right? You get buns and the butter balls are as hard as fucking rock. Why is that, Samantha?
Well, because you don't want your butter to be melty, Lisa.
I'd rather my butter to be melty than just my butter to be one bite of big butter. I don't want a bite of big butter. That's what I don't want. I don't want a bite of big butter. Right.
Well, and hard butter on a muffin, like that shit's not spreading anytime soon.
That shit's not spreading. It's just big clumps of hard butter.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating, right? Because you buy a nice muffin, you say, oh, and heat that up, please. Because they pride themselves on heating up the pastries. So heat it up and I'll get two little butters with it that are barely enough anyways. Uh-huh. And then when you go and you put your knife in and you pull the butter out and it comes out in the round ball, you know that that butter's not ever spreading nicely.
No, ever.
Can butter not be at room temperature? Is there like a something we don't know?
It might go rancid if it sits out long.
I don't know. But okay, then don't put it out for too long.
No, I don't think that's helpful.
There needs to be a butter alternative. Like whatever happened to, remember Molly McButter? Remember you just like threw her, you just sprinkled her on shit?
Oh, yeah. Maybe like a spritz of a
butter? Like I can't believe it's not butter spray or something.
That's what they should do, is you should do little cans of spritzy butter.
Like just a spritzy butter. I bet you that's expensive spritzy butter, though.
Well, and then let's add some more stuff to the landfill. So that's a really great idea.
Right? And then it's probably not good for you. And then it's an aerosol. I don't know. And I get not every... There's a million healthy reasons why Lisa Gibson does not need to add butter to her baked goods.
Yes, Lisa.
But that's not how I want to enjoy it.
Just do something right so Lisa stops complaining.
Please, come on, right? It's just, it can't just be me that this happens to.
No,
I'm going to throw that out there to the TikTok next week.
All right, do that.
I'm going to ask our new TikTok friends.
Oh, there you go. Hey, did you hear Tina Turner passed away?
You know what? My heart became so saddened this afternoon. Up on my phone and I was just like, no, not Tina. And
she was 83. That's amazing.
Amazing. And really, now that we're getting old, not that old, right? Apparently she'd been sick for a while though.
Yeah, apparently.
Right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. You know what bothers me the most is that now it puts things into perspective, right? One of her best friends is Cher.
Oh, so yeah.
It's icon season.
Don't say that.
It's going to, right? It's just, Samantha, we need to start wrapping our brain around it. And you know what? Dear younger generation of superstars, and I don't think you're out there, these are big boots to fill. The Cher's, the Dolly Parton's, the Tina Turner's. I don't think we have those people that are that consistent.
No, I disagree.
I don't think we're replacing the legends.
Well, you can't replace them, but people like Adele are doing great things in music.
Right now, will Adele be doing great things in 40 years? Or
yes,
will she
I'm
have
sure
decided
they,
she... Or
I think or, Adele's music stands the test of time.
Right? Okay. Or will it be like Madonna and, you know what, now she just kind of got bored for the last 20 years and didn't do anything.
Now Madonna is a little bit strange. Like, right. Let's be honest. She's a little bit on the... off.
These
she's
icons,
a little off-kilter.
These icons didn't go strange.
No. And then...
They just kept
Taylor's,
going.
To be honest, Taylor Swift,
maybe Taylor
young.
Swift. I'll give you Taylor Swift, I think.
She's redoing her stuff and people are excited about it.
All right.
And
I will put an asterisk beside Taylor Swift.
Yes. I think that's
the only one I would be betting on. Yeah. I think Adele's going to get bored.
No, I don't think Adele will get bored.
Right. Celine is sick. She can't do it.
Right? Celine is sick. That's sad.
Right. So who lives up to the next, this is my life in music?
What about who replaces Dolly Parton?
Nobody. There's no replacement.
Yeah.
There's no replacement because who's putting out things as frequently? That's the difference, right? These guys put out stuff all the time. Mm-hmm. Who's doing that? I get that there's good country singers, but are they doing the movies and doing the this and doing that? No. I don't think we have the legends coming up.
No. Well, sorry. But you know who is doing really well and is always constantly putting out music is Kelly Clarkson, actually.
I know, and I know that you have a real fondness for Kelly Clarkson.
I do.
I try to.
She's phenomenal and can sing anything.
I'm sorry. Did I say she didn't? That she was none of those things? No, I didn't. So don't be all puppy chested to me.
I think we're about to have an argument.
I think, ding, 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 bring it on. And in that corner, Samantha Sperling, right? The other
defending
corner is
Kelly Clarkson.
And the other corner is the underdog, Lisa Gibson. But she comes out, she's feisty and she's scrappy. Right? Okay, this is the thing. I like Kelly Clarkson, not on her show.
That's fine. I don't need you to like her show, but she does a lot of stuff.
I never said she didn't. So you need to slow your roll. You are too defensive. You're too defensive.
Because you're so negative all the time.
I don't like her show.
Oh my God.
I can say that. I can say I don't like her on her show. I don't think that's where her talents are best used.
And just so you understand, nobody likes Anne Marie.
Oh, really? And just so you understand, people hate Michael Bublé.
No, you know what?
Nope, they do.
Millions of people disagree with you.
Well, and just so you know, if there wasn't an Anne Murray, there wouldn't be a Michael Bublé, a Celine Dion, a Shania Twain. There'd be no Kelly Clarkson. Oh, guess what? There'd be no Las Vegas residencies because she was all about that.
Yes, I know.
So you want to go?
I went to the documentary.
You're going to get the horns.
Yes. I went to the documentary with you. Do you remember that? I was the one that was sitting there watching the whole thing.
Do you remember how many times
watching you cry.
Right? And do you remember how many times I've gone to see Michael Bublé?
I've gone to see him twice.
Yeah, exactly. Two times too many.
Just twice.
Yeah. Two times too many.
I stood in line for Anne Murray.
And so you should. She's a Canadian legend. Don't. Just don't.
Stop it.
Then next come out the Yo Mama jokes, and then we're all hell breaks loose, Samantha. Right?
Yo Mama.
Yo Mama. Right?
We're not doing that.
I don't think we want to go there, do we?
We do not. Okay. I'm going to introduce you to a game that I think is right up your alley. I just feel like you need to watch it.
Okay.
It is Don't Forget the Lyrics with Niecy Nash. She's the host.
That was on last season.
Yes.
And okay,
I watched it last year and loved it too. I watched it the other day. It was their first episode of the second season. And I'm like, I sat here going, oh my God, Lisa would love this show. Not only do you get to guess the song, but you also have to sing along.
Oh, why am I not on that show?
You guess the missing words to the lyrics.
And I'm like, I should be on that show.
You would totally, because you like to sing and you can't. And then you think you know all the songs and you might. Who knows?
I think I do know all the songs. I'm really good with songs, right?
Uh-huh. I think you should watch it. I think you would do well.
Okay. And I'll probably wish I could be on it.
Some of the singers are good. Some of the singers are not good. Sometimes they hit a song they got good vocals for. Sometimes they hit a song they do not.
And they do not, right?
They do not.
Sounds right up my alley.
Uh-huh. But the guy on the first episode won $150,000.
Nice. And who can't use a little cash in their pocket?
Right?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Makes sense. I got you. I'll watch it. But it's funny because you always knock how I can't sing.
You can't sing.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I don't know, because on Saturday I was out doing some errands and I was driving in the car and I swear to God, 1984 called and they said, why don't you sing to Van Halen? Might as well jump. Go ahead and jump. Get up and jump. You know that song?
You know, Lisa, anybody.
Hey, that's you. Who said that? How you feel? You know you won't know. You won't know until you be here, right? I know it all. I'm like, as I'm driving, singing out loud, I'm like, does she really think I can't sing?
You know the words. That doesn't mean you can sing them, though. Like, let's be real here.
Right? Yes. Go ahead and jump.
Jump.
Right?
I think I'd rather hear you do bad Eminem rap.
Like two Trailer Park Girls go round the outside, because it's more talking than singing, probably, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Okay.
Okay. So anyways.
I'm just throwing that out there for you.
Okay. That's fine. I came across a picture and it blew my mind. It was of a hedge. Do your parents have hedges?
They used to.
Okay. But you know what a hedge is, right?
Yes, Lisa. Okay. I know what a hedge is.
The picture was from the inside of a hedge.
Okay.
Do you know that the inside of a hedge, it's just a mini tree?
Yes, Lisa, I knew that.
It's a tree. A hedge is a tree that never gets tall.
How did you not know that?
People keep cutting it. I thought it was a plant.
Well, technically, it's a plant.
Nuh-uh. When you look at it from the inside, it's a tree.
It's a tree.
It looks like a tree. And I feel that we are not treating the hedges the right way. After you see this picture, it's like,
What did you see inside of a hedge?
All of its branches reaching out, wanting to be tall. It wants to be a tree. And we just cut it.
Because hedges are supposed to be short.
Says who? Who says that?
Or groomed at the very least, groomed.
Groomed, sure. But who says a hedge can't be a tree? It wants to be a tree.
Because it grows up. Its designated, identity is that it's going to be a hedge.
I don't know.
That doesn't sound very inclusive, does it?
It doesn't sound very inclusive.
We're not letting the hedge decide what
it wants to be.
And what does that hedge? It could very well want to be a tree.
It could be identifying as a tree.
It could be identifying as a tree.
Totally. And I think when you see the inside of a hedge, you think it is wanting to be a tree and we keep cutting it down.
Right.
Doesn't sit well with me.
Okay.
I have a real soft spot for hedges right now. I feel that we've given up on hedges. We just never gave them a chance.
Or maybe we just haven't paid attention.
We are paying attention, though, because we trim them all up. So we're paying attention.
Well, we're only paying attention to the fact that we feel that they need to be groomed as a hedge. We're not really paying attention to their needs and wants.
And why can't that hedge just be big and bushy? Were they big and bushy in the 70s like all things?
And there she goes, folks, making things creepy.
I'm just saying, do you think they used to be big and bushy?
Do you need to keep making it creepy?
Some hedges are bushier than other hedges.
Yes, Lisa, we know. Right? Thank you.
I'm just saying, right?
Oh my God.
I'm just saying, take a look at the inside of a hedge. I think you'll be amazed.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're, I'm just, that's all I'm going to say about hedges, Samantha. Right? I just think they, I think they're neglected.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like I may make you a little, okay. So the word on the street is the e-scooters are fun.
Uh-huh.
And people are having, they're roaming the downtown core with the little orange e-scooters.
Right.
Apparently Rob Suski's daughter,
uh-huh,
her and her friends took them for a little jaunt.
Okay.
Apparently, he learned a few things about the e-scooters.
Oh.
Apparently, the people who rent them to you control the speed.
Who rents them to you? Because I just see them randomly in random spots.
I don't know. I don't know where they go.
A little person that lives in the machine?
Maybe, potentially.
Maybe. Okay.
So apparently they can control the speed. So apparently his daughter and her friends could only go 15 kilometers an hour. So
1.5 or 5.0?
1.5. Okay. So they were mad. They were upset. They weren't mad. They were upset. They wanted to go faster. But apparently if it's kids, they don't let them go very fast and all that kind of stuff. But apparently it's catching on, the little e-scooter here in town.
Right. I see them everywhere, but I just see them abandoned.
Oh.
I just see, I saw one on Sunday in the Shoppers Drug Mart parking lot. Just one. In a stall, a parking stall, but not parked the right, not parking in the proper direction. And I'm like, what is with this?
Oh, okay.
And it was the e-scooter. My biggest question with all of them, I want to try it. My biggest question is, who cleans the helmet?
Ew.
Because there's a helmet attached to the e-scooter, right?
Ew.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, like, if I was to, like, put quarters in the one at the Shoppers, I don't know if I'm wanting to put that one, that on my head.
No, I'm now officially backing away from saying that I would try this because I am not wearing a helmet.
We have to find some answers. We need some answers.
Because that's ew, ew.
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 Right? Although, when we went go-karting in Niagara Falls, we just put on the helmet. Remember, they just had a little bag that you put on over your head.
Oh, that's right. And it was horrible. It was very
hot. There's nobody at the e-scooter to give me the little bag. So is there just a bag of little bags attached to the e-scooter? You know what we need to do? We need to drive up to one and see what it looks like.
Maybe we need to find out where the e-scooters live. There's got to be a main hub.
I don't know where the hub is.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
but
I'm just
saying, it would be fun.
I was going to try it. Now let's maybe find out about it first.
Because let's ask a couple more questions, okay? Friends of the podcast, stay tuned. Right?
That's so gross.
It's going to come down to the helmet, I feel.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like, no offense, Saskatoon, but, you know, I'm just saying. After, you know, we just got through COVID and all, right? Now we're just all willy-nilly with the helmets.
Do you need head lice in your life?
I feel I've gone this many years without ever having it. I'd like to see it through.
Yeah, me too.
I'd like to see it through. But this is breaking news. I know you're going to squash my spirit, but I'd prefer if you try not to, okay? So it's like when you're married and you say to your husband, okay, don't get mad, right? Now I feel like I have to start a sentence with you saying, don't squash my spirit, right? I want to become a bread maker. I want to learn how to make the bread. Because I can't be a candlestick maker, right? But I think I could be a really good bread maker. And I think I want to have control over what buns get used. I want to make the buns. That's what I want to do. I want to be the bread maker that makes the buns.
Okay. So 1 second. Let's pause on that. I'm sorry. You at one time wanted to be a candle maker. I think we need to roll back to that.
I want to be a
Sorry. You at one time seriously thought about being a candle maker?
I thought it looked fun. You're just dipping something in wax. It looked easy.
Let's dip your wick in wax.
Right? I don't have a wick to dip, but they give you a wick. And I'm like, I bet you that would be fun.
Oh,
and then
my
you
God.
Just make your own candles.
Yes, Lisa.
Right?
You could. You too could be a candle maker if you only had a wick to dip.
I gave up that dream.
But now your new dream is to be a bread maker.
Let's make bread, Samantha. Let's build bread.
I'm not building anything.
Why can't you build bread?
No, because I don't want to. Your
it's
dreams
easy.
Are not my dreams. Let's
I know,
make that
but
very, very, very clear.
No, I know, but listen.
Your dreams are
listen,
not my dreams.
Listen, Samantha, right? It's
I
just
don't
bread.
Want a garden. I don't want to own a pet. On anything. Do I need you, to list it off again?
We are soon not going to be friends. We're just running out of things to keep being friends about. Nope. Check that one off. Right? Let's bake bread.
I know how to bake bread. I did
how
it
do
with
you know
my
how to
mother
bake
when
bread?
I was young.
Okay, let's bake bread.
No, I don't
yes,
want to bake bread.
Let's bake sourdough buns.
Okay, so let
I'll
me
need,
just,
I'll do the kneading. I'll knead it.
No. So let's just think of it very like Lisa-esque.
Okay.
You have a short attention span. You were like a squirrel or a dog who's looking at a squirrel. it's like bread and the kneading and then the rising and then the kneading again and the rising and the kneading again and then the baking and rolling it out into making it. You don't have the patience for that.
You can find a shortcut.
There is no shortcut to
there
baking
is always
other than buying it yourself.
If there's a will, there's a way. There's a shortcut.
There is no will always and there is no way.
Then that's fine. Then we'll do it old school. Let's just bake sourdough buns.
I'm not, no, sourdough is hard and you have to like,
okay,
you have to have a starter and I don't do that shit because I don't bake.
Let's do this then because you like rye bread. Let's do rye buns.
No, there's no such thing as a rye bun.
But we're going to invent rye buns.
No, I don't want to do anything.
Pumpernickel?
Nope.
Cheese bread? Cheese bread buns?
Cheese My mom already buns. Does cheese buns.
Okay, so let's not do that. Let's just help her out and do the sourdough buns.
No.
Sourdough?
No.
Let's knead bread. Can we just build bread? Can we try bread?
Can I buy you a bread maker and you can do this on your own and you can do it on your own time? How about that?
Maybe. What if kneading bread is therapeutic? You ever think about that?
For you? Yes.
Maybe for you too.
No. What's therapeutic for me?
Tell me.
Sleeping. Sleeping is therapeutic.
Well, we're not taking up sleeping because you already get to do that. This is something new we're looking to do. I knew it. I knew you'd say no.
Go find a class where you can learn how to bake bread and maybe I'll think about it.
Okay, I will find that class and we'll bake bread in the fall. We're going to break bread. We're going to make bread. We're going to take a baking class. And then hopefully they'll teach us like how to do other stuff too. Oh my God, you just said okay to cooking classes. We're going to do cooking, Samantha. Oh, how exciting.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. So there's got to be a summer course, like a summer camp.
I don't want a summer course.
Yeah, you can't. You just said we could take baking.
I don't want to do baking.
You can't take it back. That's squashing my spirit. Right? You can't give me my spirit and then squash my spirit all at the same time.
Oh my God.
Think of how much fun we could go in a contest. We'll probably win a ribbon.
No. Oh my God.
Have you ever won a ribbon?
My life is empty because I don't have a ribbon.
Well, let's get you a ribbon. Okay. Let's get you a ribbon.
All right, okay? Lisa.
I'm going to look into it. Friends of the podcast, stay tuned. Oh, and that also reminds me that this week, hopefully you came prepared. You are supposed to come prepared with what your virtual garden was going to be looking like. What are you planting?
Well, it's dead.
I didn't die. You didn't plant it yet.
I don't have a virtual garden.
You were supposed to come up with three things that you're planting in your garden.
Tomatoes, cucumbers, and carrots.
Okay, fine. How are they doing?
They're doing lovely.
Was it hard to get it started?
No, because I didn't do it.
Who did it?
I got a gardener.
You got a gardener?
Yes.
Nice.
His name's Pete.
His name's Pete. What's Pete looking like? Pete looking good?
Pete is an older gentleman who likes to garden.
He likes to garden.
Huh. Yes. And I said, my friend is weird and thinks I need a virtual garden. Would you like to cultivate my non-existent virtual garden?
And Pete said yes.
The non-existent Pete said, sure, I'd love to.
That's awesome, right? I picture Pete with an accent. Does he have an accent?
No, he does not.
He's just North American?
He's Canadian.
Canadian. Okay, cool. And he goes by Pete, never Peter?
No, it's Pete.
Huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't have a virtual gardener. Maybe I need to get one too. Because I have found this week to be challenging trying to keep up with my garden.
Uh-huh. Yes, right. Considering it doesn't exist. And yes, it's only in your mind.
It's hard to work that through. But if I had Pete, can you give me Pete's number?
No.
Maybe we can share Pete.
No.
No?
No.
I'll pay for Pete.
Find your own.
Find my own Pete? Where did you find Pete?
Well, considering he's not real, I made him up, Lisa.
You made him up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to look into it my own Pete.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Samantha.
You're welcome.
And how exciting. We're taking classes. I'm going to be so Googling that shit.
Ugh. Okay.
We're going to learn to bake.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So fun. Yeah.
So fun. So fun. Okay. So, Lisa.
Samantha.
You know how I love a pen, right?
Yeah, you're like obsessed with pens.
You know, because I don't know. I do. I like a good pen. And I'm curious as to why when you have a pen, you have a tendency to potentially put it in your mouth.
What is that about?
Why do we put, like, why are we gnawing on a pen? Because remember nod. when you were a teenager, when you had those Bic pens with the blue tops?
Yeah. And you chew on the lid?
You just chew the shit out of that thing.
Chew the shit out of the lid. Remember when you were in public school and you'd chew your pencil?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All that. Why are we chewing pens?
Well, and then, because, you know, I have a bad habit.
You're a pen clicker.
I'm a pen clicker.
You are like click, 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 click.
Because sometimes it helps me. It's like a form of thinking for me when I'm clicking my pen.
Had to be around you often with a pen, I would ban you from having a clicking pen. I'd be like, no clicking pen for you.
Those are the only kind of pens that I like are the clicky pens.
And I don't like the clicky pens. Right? Probably because it reminds me of you.
Yeah, probably. There you go.
So when I start a new pen, and I'm not picky about my pens like you, nor do I need to go to a fancy store and buy my pens. First thing I do is I throw the lid in the garbage. I never use the lid. Why do I got to use the lid?
Oh, my God.
Not a marker.
It's not a marker. This is true.
Why is there a lid on a pen?
Because sometimes you like to put the top back on the pen because you don't want it to get everywhere. And you don't want it to write on everything.
I throw it in the garbage. But I never have understood why people put pens in their mouths.
Okay, so think of it this way. Like, if you're at work and you're sharing a space or a counter or whatever with people, and you've just munged on a pen and it's just lying there, someone could pick that up and do the exact same thing. Like, this is what we're doing with our pens.
And I'm sure that that's happening everywhere.
People are picking them up and they're gnawing on that pen too. So you've now just mixed your germs together.
Right.
Right?
Like, that's just disgusting. And we've learned nothing from COVID. We have learned. We're still eating pens. We're still sharing pen spit. Right? And nobody ever disinfects the pen. I get you wipe it off and you put it back. You wipe it on your pant, right? And you put it back for the next person to suck on or eat or whatever they do with it. It's the weirdest, weirdest thing.
It is the weirdest thing.
Friends of the podcast, go about your day and watch people with pens and just see. I did this one day and I was pretty surprised at how many people put pens in their mouths.
Because they're thinking.
I'm just like, I think that's part of it, right? I think that's, I've caught myself doing it too. I think it's part of it for sure. I think because we're thinking, right?
And that's why we click.
Oh, that's what, put that down. Put it down. Okay, I got, this is a big question. I'm just curious, okay? Would you cut off your little toe for $1 million?
I have questions. Oh,
something so simple. Okay.
Yeah. Do I get to pick the toe?
Well, ideally, I think it should be your little toe. Okay. But I guess it could be any toe.
No. Listen, do I get to pick the toe and can it be sewn back on after it's taken off?
You got to go to all that pain to put it back on?
Well, because I want my toe back.
Why?
All you said is I needed to cut off my little toe. You didn't say I had to completely lose my toe. So I have $1 million now. So I can afford the surgery to keep it.
I'm just looking at my toe. I'll go without my toe. I'll go without all five toes, actually.
No, don't. You might need toes for walking, Lisa. It's called balance.
Fine, I'll keep three toes and get rid of two toes. Then I'll up the ante to $5 million. I'll give you $5 million for two toes.
No, I don't. One, fine. Two, no.
So yes, you would give up. You would lop off one toe for $1 million.
Yes, and then I would get it, put it back on.
Would you cut it off with an axe?
Oh my God, that's barbaric.
I know, but quick, but really quick.
Yes, and who's lobbing it off? Am I doing it myself or are we getting a total stranger to lob it off?
I think you need to get a stranger. I don't think that you'd be brave enough to do it yourself. I think you'd stop. Right? At the thought of cutting off your toe.
No.
Right? But I think it has to be dramatic, right? For $1 million, I'm giving you $1 million. You're not going to go to the doctor for him to cut off your toe.
I've just raised my price.
No, you can't. I need it to be cut off with an axe for $1 million, actually. And yes, then you can sew it back on.
I will cut my toe off for $2 million with an axe. And I still get to sew it back on.
Nope. $2 million with an axe. Toe stays off for 6 months.
Now six we're bargaining.
Months, six months the toe stays off.
No, right? Because then you can't sew it back on because the toe can only go back on within 48 hours or something like that.
But I just gave you $2 million. They can give you like a bionic new toe.
Oh, I could get bionic toes.
You could get a new toe. One that's not going to have arthritis in it in a couple of years.
Well, this is true.
Right? $2 million.
No. Okay. Now it's gone higher.
No. For what? I'm the one losing out here. Right?
Now my toe was worth $3 million.
No. Deal's off the table. Deal's off the table. Your toe's not worth $3 million.
I think it is.
Then I guess you don't get, I guess your toe's actually worth no dollars. That's what that is.
Then it's going to stay right where it is.
I guess it's going to have to, Samantha. No money for you.
Fine. That's fine. Because no, you know what, Lisa? Money. Secretly, one of us must have won the $70 million.
Well, there's somebody in Canada that's holding out. Somebody in Ontario hasn't claimed it yet.
Is it someone in Ontario?
I think it's in Ontario. And they bought it around the time that I was in Ontario last summer. But I don't think I bought a ticket. Right?
If it was you and you lost that ticket.
No, I didn't lose a ticket. I have a ticket. I have a ticket in my desk drawer from Ontario that I can't check because I'm not in Ontario.
That's from last summer?
Yeah. But I don't think that's where I bought it though.
I think I hate you right now.
Well, I don't think they said it was like in a part of Toronto, but I don't think it was like my part of Toronto. But I definitely have, unless I did just throw it out because I did some spring cleaning. I don't know. I'll double check.
Don't throw out the ticket if you haven't checked it yet.
Well, I may have already thrown it out. I don't know. But
you're
pretty sure.
You're so la-di-da.
I just live my life in a la-di-da state, Samantha.
Oh, my God.
Right? That's how I get it through my day. La-di-da. I know. I'll double check, though. I'll double check. I'll keep you posted, okay? Uh-huh. Okay, question for you. If you were to work in a circus, what job would you want to have?
I would want to be the ringleader.
No, I'm the ringleader.
No, I'm the ringleader.
No, we both can't be the ringleader.
Oh, hell, I'm better.
Then I'm going to be the lion.
I'm potentially better with animals.
Really? Okay, fine. You can be the ringleader, but I'm the lion then. I want to be the lion. I want to be the lion at the circus.
Maybe you should be the elephant.
Or maybe I'm going to swing on the trapeze.
Oh, there you go.
I could do that, right?
Yes.
And you think you'd be a better ringleader than me?
Totally.
Really?
Uh-huh. I have better people skills.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
I'm not a shit disturber like you are.
Oh. You are like all about hitting the low blows tonight, hey? And the world doesn't like Ann Murray. And you can keep your goddamn toe. Right? Right? All right, here we go. Yo mama. No. Oh, Samantha, fine. You can be the ringleader. But just so you know, that's a big responsibility.
I know.
Maybe I want to go in the cannon.
Maybe you should go in like the cage.
With the animals?
Yeah.
I don't know. But only if I'm the lion.
Well, if we could shoot you out of a cannon, yes.
That'd be kind of fun, hey?
Yeah.
I you want to join the circus?
No,
Do you want to join the circus? And
nope, I don't actually.
Put our skills to use?
No.
Cotton candy forever?
Oh my God, yes. That's really what you should be doing. You should be the cotton candy lady.
I should just be selling the cotton candy, but then I don't get to eat the cotton candy. And if I eat the cotton candy, then I'm going to be the world's largest lady.
Well, you'll die of diabetes.
Right. I'll be the world's largest diabetic lady at the circus, right? And I don't think that they come to watch the freak shows anymore.
I know.
Right? I think those days are done.
Yes, they are. Yes,
I feel
they
those
are.
Days are over, Samantha. All right.
You could be one curious. Of the clowns in the clown car.
I'm not being a clown ever because I hate clowns. Right?
You could be the person driving the clown car. I'm the ringleader. You have to do whatever I ask.
Okay. Yo mama. Nope. Nope. Here's something interesting, friends of the podcast, that you maybe didn't know. Samantha moved.
Yes, I did. Thanks for sharing.
So let's pretend We're like a sports game and you can bet. You can make online bets. Let's make a bet. Place your bet, friends of the podcast. Samantha moved. What are the wagers? Will Lisa ever see this new place?
No.
Probably not. Because she didn't see the last place either. So
there you go.
Just saying, right? Samantha moved and I feel that I am not going to see this place either. Are the days of inviting people over, has that changed?
I think so.
Maybe. Weird. I don't know. That's fine. Enjoy your new home. You don't get your housewarming gift unless I'm bringing it to your home.
Oh, there you go.
So, whatever.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Okay. Just saying. All right. So I heard, apparently, that the nastiest part on an airplane is the seat pocket in front of you.
That's disgusting.
Uh-huh. Because everybody stuffs their shit into that.
Do you use the seat pocket?
Sometimes, yeah. And I never even thought that it would be gross.
I always use my seat pocket.
Uh-huh.
Right? I put my magazine that I'm not going to read in there. I put my earbuds that I'm not going to use in there. Put my phone that I'm going to not probably use in there.
Uh-huh.
Put my mints that I'm going to probably have one or two in there. And I always probably put like some Kleenex in there.
Oh, gross. I'm, right? You know, how you haven't gotten COVID yet is beyond me because you are the least, I don't know, aware
I'm a walking
person
germ.
Of a germ.
Totally. Even during the COVID, right? I was not that aware.
No, you were not.
I know, right? I just live vicariously through everybody else and their awareness.
Yes, this is true.
That's what I feel. But that's disgusting I guess how do you clean that?
You just don't use it.
Oh, I guess not, hey? Like, I'm never ever using a bathroom on the plane.
Oh.
Right? I'm not doing it.
That is so awkward. Like, the awkwardness of that small bathroom.
And the lineup that forms as people, like all 15, like you all need to take a shit.
Ugh.
You all can't wait till the next stop.
And then if it smells, it wafts through the cabin.
It's just disgusting, right?
Yeah.
If you think much about flying, it's probably pretty gross.
Swass. The swass follows that person to their seat.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. Okay, so we were talking about you moving.
Yeah.
And so I asked the question, Samantha, are the days of company coming over and done? And the reason why I asked this is because do you remember, let's say 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when you were a kid growing up, whatever, how excited people used to get when the doorbell rang? Company's here.
Yeah.
And everybody would go to the door, right? Everybody came from all their rooms. Company's here to open the door, right? Company would come in. Oh, I was in the neighborhood, thought I'd stop by. And we welcomed company.
Yeah.
Sometimes back in our grandparents' day, they had like a Sara Lee or a Pepperidge Farm cake in the fridge and they would serve you like a little snack because company, and that cake was only for the company, remember? The cake was only for company. I remember my nana had that cake was in the fridge or in the freezer all the time. Company was coming, on went the percolator coffee pot.
Yep.
And out came the cake, right?
Uh-huh.
Now somebody rings your doorbell. What do? You hit the deck. Right? We hide. Nobody's home. Shut the door. Turn out the lights. Nobody's home, right?
Yeah. What's the meme that goes around? The best plans are the ones that get broken or the ones that get canceled.
Yeah, the ones that get canceled, right? Yeah, my favorite plans are canceled plans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right? So why don't we like company now?
I think that because we have so much at home, right? Like we have,
we're not bored at home.
No, we're not bored at home anymore.
Right. Because that's what it totally was, right? We were bored in our houses in the 70s and out came the company to keep us company, right? To help us with our boredom.
Yeah, to help us with our boredom. And now we're not bored.
No, I just remember we were always so excited when company came over. Oh, company decided to stop by. Right? Like, how exciting was that, right? Yeah. And it was a family affair. Everybody would. And even if they were, like, say, friends of your parents, so they weren't there to see you, everybody, you still came out and said, hi. Yeah. Right? Everybody made an appearance. And then back to your boring night you went, right? I don't know. I'm just saying that I miss the days when company could come over. I miss company. And I'm not bored, but I miss the idea of company. It's probably the cake that I miss, actually.
I think it's probably the cake.
Just being able to randomly stop at somebody's house for a snack. Right? That's probably really what it is that I miss.
That's probably it. Yeah. It's not the company, it's the snack.
It's the snack that you might be serving. Is that what you're afraid of? I'll bring snacks to your place.
Oh my God, no.
Are you afraid that you have to, like, have fancy snacks?
No, I don't.
Well, you should have something, but...
All right.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the invite.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, you know what we're not waiting for? What? The results of Facebook Tuesday.
Oh, they came in. They flooded in fast and furious.
You know what? They really hated your good doctor.
Wasn't my good doctor.
Oh, whose this was it?
It was Brenda's good doctor. Uh-huh. I knew you would have thought it was my good doctor. I love the good doctor. Uh-huh. I watched that show.
Huh. Was Crab Rangoon hers as well?
Hers as well.
Oh, Brenda, a bit of a hit.
She took a big time hit. So she didn't lash out like Kelly Foster did the week before. Right? And I'm only throwing Kelly under the bus, right? Because she's like a longtime childhood friend. So I feel I can. Because she called me out on my TikTok today.
Oh.
She called me out. Yeah, right? Because remember, right? Because we admit that we didn't realize that the red potatoes wasn't real. And then she called me out and she's like, you grew up in a potato area. I'm like, yeah, I didn't pay that much attention. She's like, good. She's like, good. Oh my Jesus, or something she said. I'm like, no, I didn't. So Brenda took a hit. And then I felt bad because I'm like, here we are inviting friends of the podcast to play the game. And what if they don't have thin as thick as us?
They don't.
Right?
We've been doing this a long time. People hate us.
People hate. And like some things we don't get over, right? Like I'll never, ever, ever forgive friends of the podcast for hating on Alf that day.
Well, and you didn't love it when they didn't like a Freezy either, so.
Pretty upset at who doesn't like a blue Freezy, right? You know, right? And I leave hot dogs off the list on purpose. And
yes.
Different things, right? So,
you do.
But it was still lots of fun.
Mm, it was good
times. Don't take it personal, Brenda.
Don't.
Thanks for playing. That's more. I'm more excited that she played.
Yeah.
She reached out and wanted to play, right?
If anyone has a suggestion for Tuesday, let us know.
Let us know, or else we're going to just keep going as we're going. Caroline Johnson sent us an email, and she said that she had sent us an I Shake My Head, and we didn't use it.
What?
I know. I don't know where it went. Remember I had said that I thought I might have lost one?
Yes, you did.
It might have been hers.
Caroline, resend it.
Resend it. We're sorry.
We're sorry. Right? Lisa's horrible.
Ugh. Send it to the Instagram because Sam will at least see it.
I'll see it there.
You send it to the email or the messenger, it's just pretty much coming to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll forget. Well, no, because
I check our email every once in a while, but
yeah.
Like you don't delete anything. So how did you lose it?
I don't know. That's the thing, right?
Oh, for God's sake.
It's weird. But that was still fun. Facebook Tuesday is still lots of fun. So we want to continue doing it. We just want to make sure that we're not like making people tired of it, right?
Yeah. If you have a suggestion of what we should do now, like if you'd like us to change something.
Or if you're okay how it is, how about let us know?
Just let us know.
Just let us know. Okay, here's something really cool, Samantha. There is what's called the Heinz Remix Machine.
What is that?
I'm glad you asked.
Uh-oh.
It's a fully customizable digital sauce dispenser. You know how you go to like the fast food places and you pick your pops?
Uh-huh.
It's like that, okay? So it's that idea. It has more than 200 sauce combinations. The process is you pick out a base. So say you want ketchup or ranch or Heinz 57 or barbecue sauce. Mm-hmm. And then they give you enhancers you can add. Like you could add in like some mango or some smokiness or some buffalo. 200 sauces.
Are you going to get it?
No, it's not for, you can't buy it. You have
Oh, you can't buy it.
It's at a restaurant.
Oh.
It's at a restaurant. It's not at your home. It's at a restaurant. Well,
you would just sit there all day playing with sauces.
I wouldn't, like my food would go cold.
Yep.
Because I wouldn't know what sauce to make.
You wouldn't know.
So if you could make a sauce, what sauce would you make?
Well, I mean, I would maybe go mustard if there was mustard.
Yeah. As long as it's by Heinz. Yep. There's a mustard. Yeah.
And do a mustard base or a ranch base and kind of go from there.
And go from there. I'm going to definitely do something with the HP sauce, the 57.
Yes, you love that stuff.
I love that sauce, right? I'm doing something with, I think I would do that and mix it with a ranch and add a little smoke.
Oh, that would sound lovely. Right?
Wouldn't that mm-hmm. be delicious?
Delish.
Yeah. It reminds me of when we were kids, there used to be, other than the fact it's not condiments, it was yogurt or ice cream. There used to be a place in Wasega Beach and it was called Mr. Norm's. And you'd go in and he had, say, like probably like 50 different flavors of things you could put into a block of vanilla yogurt, like frozen yogurt. So you could go in and you could pick, I'll get Oreo and coffee and granola and cinnamon. And he'd put it all together and then he'd like put it in a big machine and you'd have it on your cone or in a cup.
Yum.
Reminds me of that. Like so many combinations. Was the best ice cream and yogurt ever.
Huh.
Ever. Ever.
Huh. All right.
Yeah, I will say that.
All right. Somebody get Lisa a Heinz machine.
Get me a Heinz machine. I need some sauce.
Okay, but speaking of buying stuff, have you made a purchase recently that you regret?
Mm-hmm, I have.
What is that?
Oh, do you remember when we went to Reitman's and I bought those green pants?
Oh, I knew it!
I have not worn them yet.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt you've never worn them.
I want to.
You're such a dumbass.
Why did you think I wouldn't wear them?
Because you don't do color on the bottom.
Right, because I
you
feel...
You do pattern. Pattern, do, for some reason, is totally different for you.
Totally different.
But, like, it's a solid color. So I had absolutely zero faith that you would be, like, sporting
and
those
like
anytime soon.
And like the good friend that you are, you stepped in and reminded me, didn't you? No, you let me buy them.
Because you said you wanted them.
I know, because I have a shirt that has that color in them that they would go perfect with. But then I think, oh my God, that's so matchy-matchy.
It's, oh my God.
It's so matchy-matchy.
Oh my God. And listeners of the podcast, this is why I don't go shopping with her.
And now I have two shirts that I don't think go with black pants.
Everything goes with black.
It feels like really bright on the top and really dark on the
bottom.
Is
that bright?
Yeah, right? Why are you laughing? Why? Because it doesn't go, right? I went to work one day in that, and I knew in my heart it didn't go. I felt it all day. Friends of the podcast, if you go to one of our TikToks, you'll see said bright shirt.
And then when I went to pick her up that day,
I changed it because I knew it was not right. Right? And because that does not go with black pants, does it?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't go, right?
It does go. You just don't think it goes.
Why did you laugh so much with
because
it?
Because I knew that you were like, one, it doesn't go with black. Two, it's really bright.
It's really bright.
So, like, I already know half the shit that goes through your head.
Right? But I like it because it's striped. And as a big girl, I don't mind stripes. And yes. It has the knot at the bottom, so it fits me well in the hip. So those two things outweighed the fact that it's so... bright blue and yellow and white. And doesn't really go with black.
You look like a fucking bumblebee.
Totally, right? Totally. God. So yeah, so I bought pants.
All you need is wings.
I'm like a bird. I want to fly away.
Okay.
Yeah, so I bought those pants. I'm not saying I won't wear them. It's not looking good though.
I know.
It's not looking good. What about you? Have you bought something that you have regret?
Recently? What did I regret? Well, I bought a t-shirt that I thought I would like, and I now regret buying it because it's realistically, I'm not going to wear it.
Why did you buy it? You don't usually do that.
No, I know. I don't know. It was an impulse buy.
Have you worn your sneakers that you bought that one day we were out shopping?
I actually returned them.
Oh, I thought that you were not going to wear those.
Actually, that I regretted and I returned them.
Yeah, that I felt you were all like, I love this shoe. And I'm like, she's never going to wear that
no,
shoe.
No, you know what? It doesn't fit. It didn't fit.
It was really white.
Well, no, that doesn't bother me.
It bothered me.
It didn't bother me.
Bothered me.
I know. But you know what? Your feet aren't going into it.
I know that, right? But I'm just saying, can you just give me the heads up on the pants next time?
Yes, Lisa, right? I'm going to stop you from buying any clothing.
Well, I feel like as though I kind of stopped myself, actually.
Okay. So I'm going to use the phrase that I use quite often for people, is you are the adult in your life.
Yeah, and I hate that phrase, so shut up.
Choose.
No.
Make a
choice. I do choose. I make choices. I just don't like them.
Be the adult in your life.
Ugh.
It's so adaptable to so many situations. I'm sorry.
Right? Well, just stop it. Okay, here's something. I want us to try them, okay? Can we just try them, please? Cheetos Flamin' Hot Smoky Ghost Pepper Puffs.
No! Ugh!
Just try one. We're just going to try one puff. Remember when you wouldn't let me try that? Remember I wanted to try the one chip challenge?
No, people died eating that thing.
I know, and I don't want to die. But nobody's dying from the Flamin' Hot Smoky Ghost Pepper Puff.
No.
We'll buy one bag and we'll just try a puff.
Nope. I like my mouth and my ass just the way it is.
It'll be fine.
I like my stomach fully intact.
One's not going to kill you.
No, you know I don't like hot stuff. You know it doesn't work well with me.
It's one.
No.
Fine.
If you do it on the TikTok, I'll do it on the TikTok.
Okay, we'll do it on the TikTok. We'll each get a bag.
No, I'm eating one.
Yeah,
I'm eating
fine.
Exactly one.
Okay, we'll do it on the TikTok. Just like we're going to make bread because we can take a course. You are coming around, Samantha. Thank you. Right? Yay, we're going to do the ghost pepper puffs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And if they're not in Canada, I'm going to order them from Amazon.
Oh, God.
We're doing this, especially now that you said we could do it on the TikTok. How fun.
And you know what I saw on a TikTok was Doritos has zesty ketchup Doritos.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Yeah. And I'm like, is that in Canada?
I have not seen that in Canada.
Hello, Doritos. Why are you ripping off Canada?
Yeah. Why is Canada not involved? Why aren't we inclusive? Right?
Hello.
Dear Doritos Canada, get with the program.
Get with the program.
Get with the program.
Okay, so Kathy Bates.
I love Kathy Bates.
Okay, she's got a new series coming out.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. It's called Matlock.
Like Matlock as in like the one that used to be Matlock?
No, well, her name is Madeline Matlock, and she is a lawyer. She's a woman of a certain age, and there's this little speech at the beginning where she says, people my age feel invisible. And she goes, but I'm not going to be invisible. And she goes into this big law firm and she gets hired by them.
She's got some attitude.
Yeah. And she's a lawyer. So I'm just like, I like Kathy Bates. I might be watching this.
Is that on the Netflix? Where do we find this show?
No, it's on regular TV.
Really? Uh-huh. Is it coming out just for the summer?
It could be.
I'm in. Pencil me in.
Uh-huh. It could be good.
Yeah. I think I love her. She's really good, right?
In everything. Well, she's a little bit sassy, right? So sassy's
super sassy, right? Super sassy. We'll take her. Mm-hmm. What we won't take, Samantha, is we. Do you know? Remember Twisted Sister? We're not gonna take it.
No, we ain't gonna take it.
So, dear, my beloved Blue Jays, just because you had one good game yesterday, and you beat Tampa Bay 20-1. Doesn't make you a rock star because you lost today's game and you lost 100 games before that. They're in last place. The fake fan, if I even wanted to use her, wouldn't be of no help. There's no helping him. There's no helping them. The Blue Jays sign has been flipped over. It says Boo Jays. Boo Jays.
Boo.
Boo Jays.
Boo.
Oh, my
okay.
Goodness.
So I need to confess, I accidentally watched the Orioles and Blue Jay game over the weekend only because I was at my parents' house. My sister was down, my nephew was down, and the TV had the Blue Jays game on because Dad was kind of watching it.
Okay.
As we were playing his game. And then all of a sudden I started paying attention. And I'm like, oh, they're losing. Oh, they're tied. Oh, they're winning. Oh, they lost. I'm like, that was so...
That's kind of...
And then I thought, oh my God, it's because I watched the game.
It's not. As much as I'd love to just blame it on you, if it was a one and done, I totally would blame you. But it's not. They lost all the games against Baltimore. And lost, before that, all the games but one against New York.
I thought the Blue Jays had a good team.
They do have a good team.
Okay, so what the hell is going on?
I don't know. Is it the bullpen? I don't know. Is it the coaching? I don't know. Right?
Is it the morale? Like, are they not getting paid enough? Do they not get pampered enough?
I'm pretty sure somebody is cleaning their underwear and pressing their shirts. So I don't think so. I don't know. And if it's because they took away the home run jacket, bring the fucking thing back. Right.
Oh, well, why did they take away the home run jacket?
Because it was a little bit lame. Right.
Was it lame?
It was a little bit lame.
But did they like it?
They liked it, but it became a little bit lame when they were like losing badly and got a home run and put the jacket on. Celebration not the same, right? So it was a little bit lame.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, these guys, they can do no good.
They're going to break my heart. You know what's interesting? So Mike Gibson and I watch some TV shows the same, but a lot of TV shows very differently. What we didn't watch all season was American Idol. Didn't watch it at all until the finale. What? And we watched a little bit of the episode before the finale, just so we kind of knew who the people were, the players, right? But I don't know names. I don't know anything like that. We watched that finale like we were the number one fans. We each had a favorite.
Oh my God.
Right? We were in it to win it. We put off watching other shows to get through the whole Idol 3-hour live finale.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we invested that much time. Isn't that the craziest thing? Like, didn't watch any of it at all, any season. Don't know their backstory. Don't care. Bring up the finale. We're there. We're in. Let's watch it. All right.
You're a fair weather friend.
Totally a fair weather friend, right? And I think that American Idol would be okay if they just did a finale. Just do a finale.
Oh my, really?
Like, do we care about anything else? Well, all that matters is the finale.
Nope, because apparently people like everything leading up to the finale.
I don't know.
Lisa?
I don't know. Not this people. Not us people.
Well, I tried watching The Voice.
Oh, I didn't do that. I didn't go there.
The Voice finale. And I was watching it. And all I thought was, oh, these performances are really bad. And these were the professional people. This was like singers that came on the show to like sing.
Really?
And I'm like, you sound bad. I'm not watching this anymore.
Can we recall one single Voice winner?
No.
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 Do they even have a winner? Like, do they actually crown a winner?
Yep, they do.
Odd that they obviously have done nothing and we don't recall them.
No. And I think, and because of that, I think they should change it up. They got to do something different because I tried to watch it. I tried to pay attention and I'm like, I'm bored.
I think the concept in the beginning was cool. Now I just think, it's enough.
I'd rather watch Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Yeah, for sure. Which I'm excited to watch.
Right?
Yeah.
I'd rather watch that.
I hear you, Samantha. What, in your opinion, Samantha, what's the weirdest thing that you're afraid of?
Oh. I don't know. Maybe spiders. That's what comes to mind.
Is that like your worst bug is a spider?
Potentially.
Like the HHG is afraid of birds.
Yes. I've heard of that.
right?
People are afraid of birds.
You're afraid of spiders.
I don't love spiders. I don't think that's the weirdest thing, but I don't know what else I'm afraid of, though.
Yeah, maybe weird's not the right word. Yeah, no. Maybe weird's not the right. But that's your fear is spiders.
I don't love a spider. I grew...
No, because you scream, but you scream at bugs.
I don't love flying bugs. Flying things, I don't love flying things. Yeah, I don't. Like, I'm not going to lie.
No, you're not really a big fan, right?
No. What about you, though?
I don't know. Like, I don't love bugs, but they don't freak me out like they freak out you. I don't love bats.
Yeah.
I just remember being young and being told that if a bat lands in your hair, you got to get your head shaved off because it gets caught in there. Right? Do you remember that? You remember that wives' tale?
No.
And I'm not a fan of the bat.
I remember when we still lived in BC and we were at my grandparents' house on Island Road and they had a big light at the end of their driveway and it was really tall and really bright. It was on every night and you could see things flying.
I hate that. Yeah, I hate that.
And it was bats. That. It was fruit bats.
I hate bats.
Yeah. And we would stand on their deck watching these bats.
No, I hate bats. Yeah. I hate bats, actually. Yeah. Now I'm getting some built up rage. Yeah, I hate bats.
I think the weirdest thing you're afraid of is clowns.
And I hate clowns so much. And I hate balloons.
Oh, that's right. You hate balloons.
Hate balloons a lot too, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but I really do hate clowns a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish ill of clowns, actually.
Yes, I know. I remember that fateful Halloween that we decided to go through that haunted house.
It's a good
house.
Thing I'm not a lady packing heat. Tell you that right now.
That clown, oh my God. He was very, they were very determined.
Very determined. It's like they overheard me say I hate clowns.
Yes, because they were right beside you.
Right beside me, right? Awesome. Awesome.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Good times. All right, Lisa, what's making you shake your head this week?
Samantha, I'm shaking my head at the oscillating fan.
Why?
Because all that fan does, I get that it tries to keep you cool. All it does is remind you that you need to dust. Right? That's its main goal, is to remind you that you dusty and you dirty.
Yep.
And now I'm just going to spread it around everywhere. Because that's what it does, right? It just spreads your dust around.
Yep, exactly.
I'm shaking my head. And then I shake my head all the time at dust because I'm like, dear dust, like, hi, can you just ease up a little bit? Like you can dust and then there's dust.
Mm-hmm.
What's that about?
I don't know.
That's what I'm shaking my head at. What about you this week? What are you shaking your head at?
Well, I'm shaking my head at that new app called Temu.
Did you invest in it?
Nope, I did not. And it's probably because I read an article about it. And you were talking, was it you that was talking about it?
Yeah, I talked about it on last week's podcast. Yeah. That my sister-in-law said that she's been getting stuff from them.
Yeah. So it's a Ponzi scheme, hey? Because you get rewarded for all the people that you bring to the
app.
And
that's how it started because she kept messaging me. I thought she was hacked. And she kept messaging me saying, hey, sign up and you can get me, I can get a prize. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Uh-huh. Thing. Oh, she's been hacked. And then she's like, no, I'm being serious. I'm like, well. Okay.
Huh. So apparently it is some of the items are super cheap knockoffs, but you get what you get, right? So if it's a cheap knockoff, it's cheap.
Right.
If you only paid $2 for it, don't expect it to last forever, right?
Right, right.
Like they offer these huge discounts and I'm like, so have we not learned anything in life?
You get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. You're still spending $5. Oh, but I saved $5. Yes, but you spent $5.
Yes, you still spent $5 on something that's no good.
Are you saving? Because it'll last for 2 minutes and then it's broken and you've just spent $5 on something that doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
So I shake my head at people. We have gravitated towards this app and everybody's doing it. And I'm like, okay, it's what it is, I guess, folks.
Like, I'm tempted, but I don't want crap, right? I don't want crap. That's what I don't want, is I don't want crap. Like, if I can really get the Mac notebook for, like,
you can't. It's $5,
then I would take it, right?
It's probably a knockoff.
Well, it has to be of some sort. Mm-hmm. But they're making tons of money. People are buying that, gobbling that shit up, Samantha.
I know. That's why I'm right? shaking my head, Lisa.
Shaking my head. I agree.
Shaking my head.
I agree. Interesting.
All right, guys. We want your feedback on what we talk about. So send your comments to ismhead@gmail.com. You might just find it being mentioned during an episode. And also, guys, you know, you can connect with us anywhere on the socials. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on TikTok. Just type in I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam and boom, we are there.
Boom, there we are.
Boom, there we are. Patreon is www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead. For as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and extra episode every month. Just a reminder that you can also get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is ishakemyhead.threadless.com. We want to thank John Domingo. He is the best kept secret in podcasting and keeps us sounding awesome every week.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John.
Samantha.
Uh-huh.
Another week done, right?
Another week in the books.
So I got some homework to do, right? So I got to find the ghost pepper puffs. And yeah. I got to find out when the best time is for us to take our baking classes.
I feel like that's the foe.
You don't get to just make up all the rules. That's how come now your toe's not getting cut off. Right? No, I'm just saying. Every night now when you look at that toe, you just think that toe could have landed you some money if I had money to give you.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Right? I'm just saying. All right? All right. So, friends of the podcast, have a great week. Join us on the TikTok. We're posting lots over there lately.
Yes, we are.
We're having lots of fun.
We are.
And we're getting lots of new friends.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully they're nice.
Well, so far we've had some really nice ones. So far so good.
Okay.
So far so good. All right, Samantha, anything else you want to add this week?
No, I'm good.
I'm better. All right. Always a pleasure.
It should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.